Hi, I'm Joan Brander, and you're listening to my Pest and Cup Power podcast. I love Ukrainian egg decorating. I've been doing it for several decades, ever since I was a child. I've amassed so much knowledge and experience over those years, I thought that podcasting would be a great way to share my passion with you. I'll be telling you about their history, legends, and symbols. On the practical side, there's tools and techniques used in making them, hints, tips, and do-it-yourself projects to talk about. Did you know that the fate of the world depends on pest and care? There's an ancient Ukrainian legend that says, as long as pest and care are being made, evil will not prevail over good in the world. They're one of the greatest traditions of all time, so I hope that my podcast will inspire you. Have you ever looked at a pesenka and wondered what all the symbols and designs mean? Well, you've come to the right place to find out. This is episode 4, and I'm going to discuss how symbols are used, the categories of pesenka symbols, some examples, and what they mean. I'll walk you through them. So what exactly are symbols? Symbols are pictures used to represent a thing or an idea, but not a particular word or phrase for it. They don't represent the object pictured, but rather something or idea that the object pictured is supposed to suggest. Can you wrap your head around that? Think of symbols in other cultures, such as Egyptian hieroglyphs, Chinese characters, or even digital emojis. Now, turning to pesenka symbols, they're used the same way. During Easter, you likely won't see bunny rabbits on a pesenka, but here are some traditional symbols you will see. There's so many types that they're generally put into various categories. These include geometric patterns, plant motifs, animal symbols, and religious designs. As mentioned in episode 2, Ukrainian Easter eggs have been around for thousands of years, and so has their symbolism. However, over the years, as beliefs have come and gone, symbols and their meanings have changed. What hasn't changed, though, is the way they're put on eggs. It's with beeswax and dyes. I cover the technique of writing pesenka in episode 1, and the dyes we use in episode 3. My favorite symbol for pesenka is the geometric pattern. Let's delve into it. Geometric patterns deal with shape, size, relative position of figures, and the properties of space. Sounds complicated, doesn't it? But it's not. Think of it this way. The egg itself can be divided into squares, triangles, and other shapes. These shapes are then filled with other forms and designs, usually in a repetitive pattern. It's that simple. What was your favorite subject in high school? Mine was geometry, and I think that's the reason I like geometric symbols on pesenka the most. Back then, who'd have thunk these many years later I'd be podcasting about geometry? Let's talk about some pesenka examples. I'm looking at a long list of traditional geometric patterns that could be written on pesenka. Easy for me to see, and I'll do my best to describe what I'm looking at. I'd also like to help you understand their significance. The simplest of geometric patterns are lines. Imagine them as ribbons or belts going around the egg. All geometric patterns start with a line of some sort, even if it's not as straight as you'd like it to be, and many of the lines have names. I'll give you 4 examples. A straight line that encircles the egg is called a meander. It has no beginning and no end. It's easy to see why this would symbolize infinity, or the continuous thread of life. A zigzag pattern is a saw. Like the name implies, it looks like the teeth of a saw and represents water or waves. Another type of line is a quirky name called Gypsy Roads. I've made this design and it's quite challenging. It's wider than a simple line. As the name implies, think of it like a road. It's usually just 2 colors, red and black, to give a continuous path around the egg. Evil is represented by black and is never able to find its way off the road. The message of this pesenka is protection from evil and harm. And let's not forget the wavy lines, even if I may say with subtle sarcasm, it's made unintentionally. These represent water. So those are the lines. And here are some examples of triangles and tripods. Even the youngest child can recognize a triangle. Remember the shape of ball from Tupperware? It targets ages 6 months and up who try to fit the shape into the same sized hole in a rolling ball. In Pessinke, triangles signify a trinity. In pagan times, the trinity was air, fire, and water, or the heavens, earth, and air. Did you notice these are threes? In Christian symbolism, it is most often the Holy Trinity. One particular pattern of multiple triangles is simply called the 48 triangles. This design is a favorite among egg decorators because there are so many variations of this basic design. The entire egg is covered in triangles that join up with each other. A prayer for protection was said for each triangle. I talked about these prayers in episode 2. In this 48 triangles design, the prayer represented some important aspect of life. A couple examples of this are water, earth, and air, or the sun, moon, and stars. As I said, symbols on Pessinke have changed over time. The 48 triangles design is a perfect example of this. A variation has been adapted to write only 40 triangles instead of 48. These 40 triangles represent the 40 days of Lent, 40 martyrs, and 40 birds. All the triangles represent the Holy Trinity. A tripod shape is similar to the triangle. It looks like the ancient swastika. It has arms crossed with each other at right angles. Don't confuse this with a stylized, twisted symbol of the German Nazi Party. The swastika symbol is thousands of years old. Sometimes its shape has rounded corners. I still have a few more types of symbols to go through. I love the star or rose symbol. It's usually written as an eight-pointed star. To me, it's the most versatile of the geometric patterns. It can be used and developed into so many variations. You could have dozens of eggs decorated with star rosettes, yet all will be so different. That's the beauty of this symbol. Each one signifies good fortune. The sun symbol signifies happiness and prosperity. Pagan explanation makes the sun the center of the universe and the provider of life. You can make this solar symbol as simple or as elaborate as you want. Then there's circles and dots, so easy to write. Individual dots represent stars or tears. Sometimes the circle contains a dot in the middle, which I've heard represents the moment when the earth receives the light of the sun and comes to life. This must mean that spring can't be far off. Are you still with me? I've got a couple more geometric symbols to tell you about. Even in ancient times, the cross was a symbol of life. There are many variations of the cross in Pessinke design. They always symbolize the Christian faith. And lastly, churches also appear as symbols of Christianity. The basic outline depicts the beautiful wooden churches of the Carpathian Mountains in Ukraine with their characteristic triangular roofs. That pretty much wraps up geometric patterns for this episode. I'll put some graphic designs of the ones I talked about in the transcript of this episode in case you didn't grasp what they look like from my description. But that's just the tip of the iceberg for symbolism. As the names of these various geometric patterns imply, they're pretty easy to identify. Perhaps now, when you look at Pessinke, you'll see symbols in a different way. Let's turn now to Books and Bits. All episodes of this podcast feature a personal commentary on resources to support the topics on Pessinke covered. In this case, traditional Pessinke symbols. You can also see them on my website, babasbeeswax.com. There's no shortage of books that deal with this. Many of them show diagrams and pictures, including the ones I talked about in this episode. There's two books that I'd especially like to point out here. The first book is Eggs Beautiful, How to Make Ukrainian Easter Eggs. It focuses on legends, customs, and symbols. The authors also take you step by step through the process of making pesenka with color pages of beautiful eggs. The second book is one that I wrote. It's called My First Pesenka, Symbols My Baba Taught Me, and was published by Baba's Beeswax in 2018. I hope that it will engage everyone from toddlers to teachers in the wonder of pesenka. It offers the opportunity to learn about different types of symbols. It contains large format drawings that can be colored by children or mounted in classrooms as teaching aids. You can order both books, along with supplies, kits, and other books from my store, Baba's Beeswax. Right beside the listing of the book on the Baba's Beeswax online store is an icon which links you directly to my YouTube channel. There's several playlists there, but the one I want to guide you to is the book preview video clips. You can watch me flip through the pages of these books so you can see the format, the pages, colorful cover, and contents of featured pesenka designs. After publishing My First Pesenka, Symbols My Baba Taught Me, the producer and hostess of Nash Hollis Radio interviewed me about it. It aired on August 26, 2018. You can hear this interview on her Nash Hollis website, on my YouTube channel, or through the link on my website, babasbeeswax.com. Tune in to the next episode of this podcast, when I'll depart from discussing symbolism. We'll talk about a technique that will surely help you create the squares, triangles, and other shapes I talked about here. To keep your patterns consistent and proportional, you'll learn all about using pencil guidelines. Before I go, allow me to tell you about Baba's Beeswax and how you can get in touch with me. We're located in Richmond, British Columbia. Our studio comes alive with workshops and demonstrations. We write books, pamphlets, teaching aids, and videos. We have a library for all the publications we produce and collect. Not only that, we have a gallery of all the pesenka we've made and collected. For shopping on the internet, you can visit our online store at babasbeeswax.com. We've had it since 1997. We're doing our best to keep up with technology, so we're connecting with you on YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. Now we're podcasting, and we're very excited to be doing that. You too can follow the buzz by giving us your comments or a thumbs up. We're here to help you choose kits and supplies, like the beeswax, kiska, and dyes you'll need. You can get everything you need all year round, not only at Easter. In case you missed anything, you can listen to my podcast again. We've put the audio file on our website, babasbeeswax.com. Or you might like reading along, so we've put the transcript there too. That's it for me, Joan Brander of Baba's Beeswax. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.